Pulse, an inside look at the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League, exclusively at Panthers.com.
It's radio, it's television, and it's on the web. We call it Panthers Pulse. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with Brian Strickland, senior writer from Panthers.com, Max Henson, staff writer for Panthers.com, and Dan LaTaraca, the man keeping his finger on the pulse of all things social. Got to get that in there.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, it's good to be back, guys.
Good to have you back, Mike.
Missed you last week.
You were gone.
I had duties elsewhere, but I'm back. And I tell you, what a week to come back, and what a week to get this show started. Big doings in Bank of America Stadium yesterday. The first public, really, meeting of Dave Gettleman, brand-new general manager for the Carolina Panthers. And I'm going to tell you, first impressions were very, very positive. And, Brian, just talk about your day getting to meet Mr. Gettleman for the first time and what you see.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. We'd known for about a week that he was going to be the man, and we'd read about him. We had written about him, but we hadn't met him face-to-face. Well, Max had briefly. He was fortunate to meet him last week. But, you know, it was great to meet him. I was really impressed. I thought he did a great job, you know, in the press conference presenting himself. And then, you know, employees were fortunate enough to get a little bit of one-on-one time with him afterwards at a staff function. And, you know, I mean, you can get a good feel for a guy pretty fast. We had, like, what, literally, you know, 2 minutes with him in that setting.
Yep.
And I liked everything I saw.
Yep.
Well, first day on a job, you know, for anybody can be a little extreme, but he has to go in front of the media. And Max, pretty much after that press conference, I'm sure the folks in attendance really got a feel for who this guy is and where he's coming from.
Yeah, I think that was my main takeaway, something I wrote about after his press conference. Was that you did feel like you knew Dave Gettleman after just a 20-minute press conference. I mean, his NFL journey, a long one. He's waited a while for this opportunity, and he talked about the natural frustration in it taking a while to get this opportunity and how hard he'd worked and the thought that he might never get a chance to be a general manager. And to see, you just saw the joy in his face with this opportunity, how grateful he is for this opportunity. I think that came across right away. Obviously, he's more than qualified for this position. I got a chance to talk to Ernie Accorsi on the phone last week. And he was a friend, a former colleague with Dave Gettleman in New York with the Giants. And Mr. Accorsi was kind of telling me about it. There was a point where I think he was a little concerned for Dave, too. He was like, I can't believe he is not getting a chance. And Ernie kept talking about, this guy has worked harder than anyone. He's paid his dues. He's been in the league for so long. He deserved this chance. And I think that press conference, you really saw that all come together. The emotions got the best of Dave Gettleman for a bit there. He had to kind of fight back some tears. And it was just a raw moment for him and a proud moment for him. And I think that was a major takeaway. This guy's really excited to be here, and he's ready to work hard for this job.
Talk about a great fit for this organization. Based on his personality, his attitude, his direction towards, you know, his approach to the game, this guy is just a perfect fit for what we're trying to do here.
And that was our next subject. I mean, picking up on that, when you look at his bio, I mean, and here's the thing that jumps out at you. He's been associated with winners. He's been associated with Super Bowl teams, AFC championship teams in Denver and Buffalo, Super Bowl champion in Denver, Super Bowl champion twice with the Giants.
Yeah.
This guy knows what a winner looks like. And it's, you know, it's one thing to think about it. It's one thing to do it and be involved in it. And, Brian, picking up on what Dan said, as you look at his bio and everything that you know about him and his work ethic and how he's come up through the ranks as a scout and all the way from a high school football coach before that, he's a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And when you talk to Mr. Richardson, it's a perfect fit for him.
Definitely.
That's most important.
Yeah, and I mean, that is most important, Mike. And it's, you know, it's interesting that you know, the way we're approaching this. I mean, the trend recently in the NFL that, you know, that Gettleman talked about yesterday that kind of has not helped his individual cause is to go for the young guy, to go for the up-and-comer, you know, the guy that
– the whiz-bang.
The whiz-bang. Nice.
As he called him.
Yeah. And, I mean – I don't know how that really developed. I mean, yeah. I like the idea here of a guy that's done everything, that has the background he has, the scouting background he has, that's been around winners. I mean, he is prepared for the job as anybody could. He's more prepared than some people that have done the job
before. Reputation, too, as a grinder,
to be honest.
Who's locking himself in a room just reviewing footage. I mean, that's a guy who has an established personality and established reputation.
And what Ernie, of course, told me, who sat in on the interviews with Mr. Richardson as they were interviewed Dave Gettleman, he just said they clicked. Jerry and Dave Gettleman just clicked. And that's kind of what you look for in these interview settings. Who is that for where you just feel like it's right? And I think on both sides, they left that interview saying, this is a good fit. This is going to be good.
Well, first order of business, obviously, is self-scouting. And he talked about his passion for getting in the film room, the clicker in his hand, and looking at game film. And I'm telling you, I had a former personnel guy that worked here a long time ago, Tony Softley, tell me that players' DNA is on film. Mm-hmm. What you see on film. Because as we go to the scouting season, which is the second season in the NFL, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But what you see on film is a player's DNA, and that's who he is, and that's what's out there. And I tell players that what you put on film is your resume. Right. And when people are looking at film, they can tell a lot about you. And sometimes it's not the highlights. Sometimes what do you do when you're not involved in a play? And this guy will definitely drill down and find that out. And first order of business, looking at this organization, and he said it will be an honest, unemotional approach. Right. And that is necessary, isn't it, Brian?
It is. And I mean, and that helps that he was with another organization. He will get to know the players on a personal level, and that's an important relationship. But coming in initially, not having that relationship, I think, is a plus to the process, that he is looking at the DNA on the film, as you said. He's not in any way colored by personal opinions he might have about personnel, and that's certainly going to help the process.
One thing he said, I don't know if it jumped out at you, Max, but he said, big people help you compete.
Yeah.
And right away, hey, when we talk about line of scrimmage, I'm sorry, bigger is better.
Yeah. Yeah, he talked about the coach he worked with in New York, Tom Coughlin, kind of saying that to him. That's something that stuck with Gettleman. Like you said, Mike, I mean, you need those big guys up front to work for you. You need to push on both sides of the ball. That line of scrimmage needs to be controlled for teams to have success. Look at those Giants teams, what they were able to do. That's something that really stuck out to me. The offensive line on those Giants teams and the defensive lines, how much talent and depth they were able to build. It was crucial to those teams' success, and I certainly would expect that to be a point of emphasis moving forward here in Carolina.
Well, Dan, as we move forward, one of the other first things that has to be taken care of is obviously offensive coordinator position. I know you had a question from our fans who always generate material for the show.
Of course.
What was it?
Connie Bishop King asked on Facebook, what qualities will Dave Gettleman be looking for in an offensive coordinator?
And he stated right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's right along the lines of what you just said, Max. And by the way, I knew you were beaming behind me when Gettleman talked about big men. I almost looked back to see that big smile on your face.
I think in my mind, my hands went in the air. I don't know if I did it for real, but...
Right. But, he wants, Coach Rivera as well, pass protection, an offensive coordinator that can scheme good pass protection. I mean, they're no dummies here. They know, you got to protect the quarterback literally and figuratively from a health perspective and from a play-by-play perspective. And, go back to that, catchword, balance. They want balance on offense, and that's what we've strived for in the past, and that's what we're looking for again.
Yeah. Well, Max, when we talk about balance, this season was a valuable lesson in balance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a word that was talked about a lot here. That striving for balance, being able to run when you're on a run, being able to, and there you go, being able to, to control the line of scrimmage and have balance offensively, I think is what offensive coordinators, offenses around the league, that's what you strive for. That's what you want to do on offense, and certainly that'll be an emphasis going forward here. And another thing Dave Gettleman said too, he acknowledged it's a quarterback driven league, and they've got a quarterback here.
Right.
And I think that's the starting point. And certainly if you want to build around Cam Newton, the best way to encourage his success and continue that is to create balance on offense, give him more support. And I think that'll be kind of the focus here.
No doubt. How about some more questions here, Dan?
Sure. Matt McMichael asked on Facebook, aside from judging the overall talent of the team, how will Gettleman go about the roster with regards to the salary cap figure? What route does he prefer on this subject? Does he look to cut ties first or restructure contracts?
Well, in his press conference yesterday, he was hit with the salary cap question. And quite now, right now, he said he needs more information, and understandably, you don't want to walk into a job and start speaking out of turn. So there is definitely some more work to be done. We'll have to pour over some of the books and everything and figure out what the deal is and contracts, and he has to get up to speed. But there is no doubt that this will be a pressing issue this offseason.
Well, he said look at it objectively
right. And
evaluating talent. I mean, that's the first step there.
Right, and we don't know. You know, every situation is different, so he hasn't been GM for one thing, so we don't know if he's, you know, more wants to cut ties with guys to cut salary or restructure. It would be based on the individual situation. And, you know, then the other thing is he did talk in detail about how he views the salary cap big picture, though, which I thought was interesting about, you know, he's going to get in the film room, he's going to look at the guys, and he kind of in his mind puts a value on every guy based on what the cap is. And then you make decisions based on that.
Max, one thing he said that when he looks at the roster, it will be from top to bottom. And he said that you have to have consistency from top to bottom. That has to be real good news around these parts.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to give a real hard look at this roster, obviously. And to me, that's where Dave Gettleman said himself, he's most comfortable. Put a clicker in his hand, let him watch film. That's where he thrives. In that situation, that's where he's been brought up in this league, scouting personnel, reviewing tape. And he comes in with a fresh set of eyes, quite honestly. And he's going to look at the players on this roster with a fresh perspective. And we're going to see what he makes of it, what he makes of those observations and those evaluations. And it'll be a fresh take, so to speak.
Well, let me tell you where else that bodes well, because now when you get into the free agency season, sometimes there's a rush to rush out and get the latest, greatest name. And I don't think anybody's going to pop on the board that's going to be a mystery to him. Because this guy will have a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Dave will have a wealth of knowledge of guys in the league, and he'll be able to place a value on.
Yeah.
Because sometimes guys' value in the free agent market gets blown out of proportion because, hey, this is the latest greatest, and
right.
I don't think he's going to be fooled in that area.
And that was his primary responsibility in New York was free agent. The free agent market was what he was tasked with. And in talking to Ernie, of course, one of the things he said to me was, you go back and look at the free agent signings that we had under Dave Gettleman. They weren't all big ticket guys, but they were crucial pieces for those Super Bowl teams. Linebacker Antonio Pierce, offensive lineman Kareem McKenzie, Sean O'Hara. Mm-hmm. You go down the list, they weren't guys that were the highest paid players on that team, but they were key contributors. And without them, those Super Bowls don't happen. So you certainly don't need the most expensive guy out there in the free agent market. You need guys you can plug in that are going to play well for you, and sometimes you can get them on better deals. And I think that's what he is going to provide from a free agency standpoint.
All right, Dan, more questions?
Sure. All right, we have Lazy Lion W on Twitter. What recently injured players will be returning strong in 2013, and how will they affect our overall performance?
Well, it's easy, you know, 1-5-6 to end the season. It's easy to forget. It was not with a full deck, so to speak. I mean, I believe tied the franchise record for guys on IR.
Yeah.
It was 19. Does that sound right?
I think so.
I think it was 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I think about that group, the first one I think about is Ryan Khalil, you know, because he was gone from an early point in the season. And we obviously it was makeshift with the offensive line without mm-hmm. him. Held up pretty well, all things considered. And then, you know, you plug him back in, obviously major instant upgrade, 3-time Pro Bowler. When healthy.
Yeah.
I had a pretty good conversation last day the players were in the locker room with John Beeson, and he is so anxious to return. I know there's a lot of talk about positions, where he will play, where Luke will play. He is just ready to play football, and that's what he expressed to me. And, you know, he's going about his rehab process, but I'm telling you, he has no better role model than Thomas Davis to look at as far as coming back from injury. And it's going to be nice because I tell you, when you go through a season with a lot of injuries, one of the bright side of that is that you have a lot of guys who got experience that they otherwise would not have. Yep. And then coming back into camp, that creates competition. Mm-hmm. And I've always said competition creates excitement, it creates motivation, and it can only help. So
anyway. Absolutely. Well said, Mike. Yeah.
Well, as we move forward, you know, there's two seasons in the NFL. There's the regular season, the postseason. It culminates with the Super Bowl, and then starts the scouting season. Now, I know my friends in the scouting business will tell me that the scouting season is 12 months. Right. But as far as we're concerned and the fans are concerned, as soon as the last snap is taken, they turn their attention, and more than ever. So in the coming months, I know we'll do the same thing, starting Max with Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking forward to your trip down
there. Definitely looking forward to it. It'll be good to get down there and experience that. And obviously, Dave Gettleman said he'll be down there as well, so it'll be an opportunity to see him kind of interacting and working. You know, a chance to get down there and, again, like I said before, do what he does best. Start scouting player evaluations, and it'll be exciting. Always an exciting time to look at the new fresh crop of prospects that are coming into the league.
Yeah. And you know, Brian, this is really the first time that the whole scouting staff, coaching staff can get together down
right.
there, so it's very important.
Yeah, I mean, it's an important time, and it is a 12-month process. We know that. I mean, pretty much the day the last draft ended, they almost start working on the board for the next year. But this kicks off, you know, fans are more into it because, you know, there's not as much football on the field. We're in a position to cover it more. And then for the scouts, they get together, and it's the most hands. It's the first thing where they get really that hands-on exposure where they're able to, you know, check out all the measurables, spend a lot of time talking to the guys in the evenings. I mean, it's the kickoff of really, you know, identifying almost partially on a personal level who these guys are. And that's an important part of the process.
Well, and there are still games being played, and I got to get you guys to weigh in on the two championship games, first in the AFC Baltimore at New England, a rematch game. Go around. Hey, give me a quick pick there while we're
– Yeah, well, I mean, I got to give Dan a shout-out for somehow picking the Ravens last week.
He rode the emotional tide.
Right. I didn't have a lot of faith in him. I mean, honestly, I have a little more faith in him this week just because they seem to have they match up well with the Patriots. I don't know. I'll go ahead and do it. I'll follow Dan's lead. I'll pick the Ravens to pull the upset.
I haven't made my pick yet.
Based on last week.
It's gonna say, I was going to agree. I'm going to go with the Ravens now. I'm on board. Now it's going to be interesting. Is Dan still riding the wave, or is he?
We watched the Patriots game together.
We did. Yeah.
That offense is just it's ridiculous. I mean,
and he's jumping up.
Hey, what's your pick?
We're
not open ended.
All right. Wow.
Ravens. So three for the Ravens.
Upset special here.
You can't beat Tom Brady. Yes. Not in the playoffs.
Sensible pick.
Not in the playoffs. Okay, New England. All right, San Francisco and Atlanta.
Interesting. I mean, the Falcons, number one seed, 5-point underdogs at home. Not that we talk about spreads here, but I just did. So 5-point underdogs at home against the 49ers. I mean, you can't argue what the 49ers did last week, but I had the, I'll stay on the bandwagon. I was the one to pick the Falcons last week. I'll pick the Falcons again.
Yeah, I could not have been more wrong about Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers last week. Said I would rather gone with Rodgers and that Packers offense. Kaepernick goes out and has a record-breaking day. And to stick with him this time, going with the 49ers.
Okay.
I mean, the Falcons defense has done a much better job lately protecting against the run. But the 49ers offense, just so dynamic. Their defense is good enough to give them the win. I think we're going to see, I hope we see, a brotherly matchup in the Super Bowl. So I'm on 49ers.
49ers. I'll agree with you on the 49ers, but I think it'll be 49ers and Patriots.
All right.
Did I just pick the Falcons and Ravens to be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
well, just a programming note, because we will be in Mobile getting ready for the Senior Bowl, Max and I, and along with our crew from Panthers.com. So we'll have reports out of there, and we'll also pulse it down there and come back to you. So, as always, we appreciate you joining us on your lunch break. We promise to stop talking before you stop listening. As we said, we will see you on the road next week on the Panthers Pulse.